Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
When you look at the weather forecast of Kansas City, do any memories come to mind of being out there in Arrowhead?
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be a warm day this weekend compared to that day. That was incredible. Coldest game. I obviously was at the game in Foxborough, the playoff game that was incredibly cold that night. But the one in Kansas City, I think, took it to a whole nother level. I still remember going out in pregame and do a Periscope session before each game, and I was doing one on the sideline, and all of a sudden my phone battery went to about 97-98% to zero and just stopped right in the middle of the broadcast because the phone had drained the battery, that the cold had drained the battery so much that day, and it was incredible. I mean, it's a different obviously being in the press box than being on the field, but I was outside plenty, and it was I was bone-chilling cold that day.
Jimbo, the Titans OC search is on right now, and I got to hand it to him. This is a very quiet search out there on the leaking information or not leaking information front, because ain't nobody leaking any information.
Maybe it wouldn't be so quiet if Jim didn't work for the team.
That's right.
It wouldn't be quiet if Jimmy wasn't on the other side there, huh?
I'd have been trying, I guarantee you that. but it has been, certainly has been quiet. I think that's the way Mike Vrabel, John Robinson preferred. I guarantee you it's not because they're not working. And I think, Mike Vrabel knew when he got the job that he was going to have to deal with coaching changes, year in and year out. You hope that Matt LaFleur wouldn't be gone after 1 year, but that's kind of life of an NFL coach, and you have a list ready, and it includes, I'm sure, guys at the professional ranks. It includes guys on his own staff. It includes guys on the college ranks. I'm basing that off of the way he handled his staff last offseason, and I think he's working through that list. How quickly does it develop? I mean, I've certainly heard different things on that front, but just kind of letting him do his work, and I think he'll, when all is said and done, I think he'll have a guy he feels confident in and feels like he'll be a good fit for Marcus Mariota and the offense moving forward.
Well, I mean, here's the thing, though. I mean, there's really no reason to hurry this thing at all. You've got four teams playing. You're into draft stuff anyway. Like, I mean, it doesn't benefit you to hire a guy right now if you have any questions about him, as opposed to 3 weeks from now.
It doesn't. Yeah, I mean, the off-season program won't start until, I think, April the 15th is
right.
The date, and the off-season work on the field will be after that. You like to have somebody in place as you kind of go through, the draft process and having an idea of what those players might look like. But John Robinson heads that up, him and his personnel guys and the scouts. I don't think it's going to drag on, obviously, until, late February or March, but as you said, Brent, I mean, you don't have to have a sense of urgency to do it, but you also, if you know who you like and you think you can get that guy, then you strike, and we'll see what he has up his sleeve here.
About to get into the free agent period, draft evaluation, all that, Senior Bowl. I know that's something that you'll be heavily involved in the Senior Bowl actually coming up pretty soon.
Yeah, I go to the Senior Bowl on Monday, and that really starts in full force on Tuesday. I know Mike Vrabel will be there. John Robinson will be there. This process has been going on for those guys, especially John Robinson and the scouts, since the fall and really since last year's draft ended. But this is when things really start to ratchet up a bit. You get to see these guys. You get to meet them, spend more time with them, and then you'll have the combine in February. Everybody had to declare, all the juniors had to declare, that deadline was yesterday. So you kind of know the crop you're working with, and all roads lead to Nashville. I mean, that's what's kind of cool about this offseason, is all these guys that you are going to be following throughout the course of the offseason, some of them are going to be here in Nashville on the weekend of the draft. And that's, you know, that's closing in on us here. I mean, we're 3 months away from that happening. So that makes the off-season process even more fun in my mind.
Have you heard anything else about, like, when we might hear, you know, venue, timeline, stuff like that from the NFL?
I think they'll probably turn their attention to it more once the Super Bowl's over with. Yeah. I know some of the stuff that happened in Dallas and some of these other locations in previous years, a lot of that stuff really didn't get solidified and really made public until really closer to the event. So I know they're focused on Atlanta now, but I would think too long after that, they'll turn their full attention to Nashville. And I'm sure they've continued to make visits here to kind of scout out venues and have areas secured to be ready to roll.
Jim Wyatt joins us every Tuesday at 3:30, presented to you by Accurate Mortgage. Whether buying a house or refinancing your mortgage, Accurate's local professionals are here for you. Go to AccurateMTG.com to get started today.
You know, Jim, that one of the most interesting thing about NFL football to me, interesting things, is just how contracts and the salary cap get managed. And, you know, with this year's free agent class, we've seen Brian Arakpo retire. And you know, there'll be questions asked about if any of those guys are going to come back on new deals or anything. Kenny Vaccaro is certainly a guy that comes to mind playing on a one-year deal. But if you look at next year's free agent crop, guys like Logan Ryan come up, Brett Kern, who was just hanging out in the studio, Bo Brinkley, Derrick Henry, and even Kevin Byer. Would it surprise you to maybe, you know, see a long-term deal or two come out ahead of time, maybe on somebody like Byer or like Derrick Henry, or, you know, maybe one of these veterans get extended this year instead of next year?
It wouldn't shock me, but I also wouldn't be surprised if that did happen. If it didn't happen, you know, it wouldn't necessarily have to happen during the offseason.
Sure.
I can remember, you know, a lot of times when those have taken place, it's been, you know, in the fall. I mean, obviously players like to have that kind of stuff, that business stuff done before the season starts. But if that happened, I mean, it wouldn't necessarily have to be a March, April deal. You know, it could be as late as August. And yeah, I do think John Robinson, you know, certainly thinks, you know, he's thinking ahead all the time, working ahead, finding different ways you can secure a guy. And I think some of the deals he's done has been because he has been proactive on some of these deals. So, and whether that's for Delanie Walker, whether that's for Jarrell Casey, you know, you name the guy, because we've seen a lot of these done. So, no, that would not surprise me.
And a guy just historically, like Cortland Finnegan comes up, a guy who'd obviously outplayed his contract and you knew you wanted him around. And before things got to the end and other teams came calling, they just locked him up to a sensible extension for both sides.
Yeah, and they got a great deal on Finnegan that year, yeah, because of it. I mean, they were really ahead of the game that year. And that, I think some of these other deals, you know, have been favorable to the team in some of those cases because they've worked in good faith with the players, and the players have wanted to be here, and they've gotten them deals that have been turned out to be good ones.
Jimmy, I know last year Marcus Mariota was out in Minnesota at the Super Bowl talking about spam.
Yeah.
What are his off-season plans? We can see him again at the Super Bowl Radio Row this year?
That's a good question, and what a question I asked yesterday, and I don't know for the answer to that one for sure. You're right. I think one year it was spam. I think the year before that it was Gatorade.
Yeah.
I don't know that he has made up his mind yet. I will say that a buddy of mine that I've known for a long time was in Hawaii yesterday for, I guess, the Polynesian Bowl, and one of his sons ran into Marcus in Hawaii and had his picture made with him, and he sent me a picture of it. So I know his location right now, and I know at least as of yesterday, but where that ends up being here at the 1st of February, I guess that could change, but I don't know the answer to that 100% yet. Last I heard, I think I'd be surprised if he was in Atlanta, but again, that could change.
Always on it, Jim.
Thank you, Jim.
I love it.
All right. Appreciate it. You guys have a good one.